Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is by God's call. Day 112, a gentle answer. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1. Let that land for a moment. One answer, one reply, and it can disarm a storm or start a fire. Now, the writer of Proverbs is not asking you to suppress what you feel, to paste on a smile when you're hurting inside, to be a doormat dressed up as patience. No, he's saying something far harder and far more powerful than that, that a soft answer takes more out of you than a shout does. Anyone can shout. Reacting is easy. It's instinct. But choosing the right word, speaking with weight, without wounding, staying steady when the other person isn't, that is strength. That is strength. And gentleness is not weakness wearing a disguise. It is power that has learned to govern itself. Think about it this way. Every time you open your mouth in a tense conversation, you are setting the temperature in that room. You can turn up the heat or bring it down. A thermometer only reads what's already there. A thermostat decides the climate. God is calling you to be the thermostat, not to mirror the heat coming at you, but to carry enough peace inside that the room changes when you speak. And I know, when things are calm, this sounds manageable. It is easy to be kind to the kind. The real test comes when the word aimed at you is harsh, unfair, sharp-edged. That's when Proverbs 15:1 stops being a nice verse on a wall and becomes an actual choice you have to make in real time. Not in what you plan to say, in what you say when you're caught off guard. And right there, in that moment, there is a pause. 1 second, just one, but that second changes everything. In that space, you can breathe. You can even silently lift your heart and say, "Help me," and he does. Not because you'll suddenly find the perfect words, but because you'll speak from a different place, from the inside out, from peace rather than pain. And there's one thing that has to be said plainly. Our harshest words almost always go to our closest people, to the ones who share our roof, to the ones who see our face at the end of a long day. We save our patience for the boss, for the stranger, for the screen, and we walk through the front door already spent. But peace begins at home. Your softest answer, your most careful word, your most generous reply that belongs to the people under your roof first. So here is today's call. Concrete. Clear. Decide now. Before the day heats up. Before the hard text comes in. Before that conversation you already know might go sideways, decide now that your first answer today will be gentle, whatever tone comes at you, not because you are weak, but because you are strong enough to choose peace. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.